Hello, it's Angel. How are you? I had something planned, like I usually do for Pillow Talk today, and I guess I just my I've kind of lost all brain function today for some reason. I just can't really stay focused on anything. My mind just keeps wandering. So instead of how I normally do, you know, share a little literature with you and then talk for a little bit about something, I just don't have that kind of focus today. It's not bad at all. It's just not there. But I do want you guys to always be able to rely on me to have something from me. So recently I got a new book and I really love it. And it's a book, it's called Lullabies. It's by Lang Leave. She's a very talented artist and writer. I really love her. And so there's four poems I wanted to share. So I really just wanted to curl up with you in bed and read to you for a little bit. So just picture me in cute little pajamas in bed with you, just curled up with you. I'm really excited to share some very sweet poems with you. And so, this first one is called Patience. Patience and love agreed to meet at a set time and place, beneath the 23rd tree in the olive orchard. Patience arrived promptly and waited. She checked her watch every so often, but still, there was no sign of love. Was it the 23rd tree or the 56th? She wondered and decided to check, just in case. As she made her way over to the 56th tree, love arrived at 23, where patience was noticeably absent. Love waited and waited before deciding he must have the wrong tree and perhaps it was another where they were supposed to meet. Meanwhile, patience had arrived at the 56th tree, where love was still nowhere to be seen. Both began to drift aimlessly around the olive orchard, almost meeting but never do. Finally, patience, who was feeling lost and resigned, found herself beneath the tree where she began. She stood there for barely a minute when there was a tap on her shoulder. It was love. "Where are you?" she asked. "I've been searching all my life." "Stop looking for me," love replied, "and I will find you." I think that's so sweet. I often get asked, you know, people are in such a hurry to meet, yeah, be in a relationship, meet someone, and I'm very much someone who enjoys the journey. I've never been in a hurry for anything like that because you can't force a person into your life. But I do understand the impatience with it. So I like that. This next one is called That Night. It was one of those nights that you are not altogether sure really did happen. There are no photographs, no receipts, no scrawled journal entries. Just the memory sitting in my mind, like a half-blown dandelion waiting to be fractured, dismembered, waiting to disintegrate into nothing. As I close my eyes, the pictures play like a blurry montage. I can see us driving for hours until the street signs grew less familiar. The flickering lamplights giving away to stars. Then sitting across from you in the quiet little Italian place, your hands pushing the plates aside, reaching across for mine. The conversations we had about everything and nothing, and kissing you. How I remember that. It was one of those nights that my mind still can't be sure of, that wonders if I was ever there at all. Yet in my heart, it is as though I've never left. I love that. I love it's the girly, just mushy side of me that I've never been super mushy. I enjoy that kind of thing, but I've never outwardly been. I don't know. I guess I have, but not for myself, about others. And I just love that thought of, being at a restaurant and someone pushing plates aside just so they can hold my hands. Like, it's just sweet. Alright, then this one is called Three Questions. What was it like to love him? Asked Gratitude. It was like being exhumed, I answered, and brought to life in a flash of brilliance. What was it like to be loved in return? Asked Joy. It was like being seen after a perpetual darkness, I replied, to be heard after a lifelong silence. What was it like to lose him? Asked Sorrow. There was a long pause before I responded. It was like hearing every goodbye ever said to me, said all at once. And I think that's, and goodbyes are horrible, and everyone handles them differently, and I think that really, says it all, I think, when you have that hurt. It's just, it's like hearing all of them all echoed at once. All right, one more. This is called A Dream. As the earth began spinning faster and faster, we floated upwards, hands locked tightly together, eyes sad and bewildered. We watched as our faces grew younger and realized the earth was spinning in reverse, moving us backwards in time. Then we reached a point where I no longer knew who you were, and I was grasping the hands of a stranger. But I didn't let go. And neither did you. I had my first dream about you last night. Really? She smiles. What was it about? I don't remember exactly, but the whole time I was dreaming, I knew you were mine. I love dreams. I love analyzing people's dreams and listening to dreams. I think dreams are so bizarre. I love when I remember mine, because I don't dream often, and so when I do, I get excited that I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And with dreams, certain things in life, are day-to-day life, and that's just your brain throwing things out there. But it's those off-the-wall things you dream about that have the significance in your dreams, I think. Anyways, so that, was from the book Lullabies by Lang Leave, and, she's very lovely, to read. I've read through this book many times in the last, I think I've had it for a week, maybe 2 weeks, but it's just a nice get lost in a couple verses kind of book. Anyways, I hope this was relaxing to listen to. I hope you're all very well. And if you're about to fall asleep, I hope that you have very, very lovely dreams. All right, everyone, take care. Bye.